Live on Locust, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
You guys have the Nextdoor app?
No, but I've heard about it.
Okay.
Fred told me, a friend of mine, neighbor of mine, said that people sell things on there, too.
Yeah, I think so. I don't pay attention to it that closely. But close enough that I'll see. You know, one of the things is if you're looking for somebody to do some work, you know, that kind of stuff, you can find contract. I mean, that kind of stuff. But also, it started out more that way, but now it's become a lot of, hey, I heard some sound over on 42nd Street.
Yeah.
What was it?
Someone investigate.
Right. And so then it's a neighborhood gossip site now.
Yeah. Okay. So it's sort of like a focused face group. Like,
yeah.
We have a Facebook.
Except, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
We have a Facebook page for our neighborhood.
Okay. Mm.
But this is a little different.
But it also, I've noticed that it's not just, you know, I live in the Drake area. It's not just Drake stuff I get. I'll get stuff from other places too.
Okay.
Lower Beaver neighborhoods, things like that.
Right.
River Bend, I think, shows up.
But, and people just looking to get in on the gossip.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. It's become a lot more of that. It's so much so that I saw my neighbor across the street outside the other day, and he goes, yeah, did you hear all that stuff up there the other night, about 2 in the morning? It's like, nope. Yeah, me and this guy got into it because he was out revving his engine, and I was out yelling at him, and I made it on that app, he said. And I was like, I'm on that app. Oh, you know where the neighbors talk and stuff.
Ah, yes.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. And so then I went and looked, and sure enough, somebody would be like, they may know what was going on.
I heard yelling and
2 in the morning, I heard a couple guys yelling at each other. So I'm curious, have you made it on the neighborhood app?
Yeah. What's your claim to fame?
And why? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened? You know, if anybody out there, or if it's like you said, Colleen, one of your own neighborhood Facebook pages or whatever.
Yeah, the group
page. I suppose you don't get a lot of random stuff on there. Like, would you wouldn't call each other out like that, would you? Does everybody know each other?
Dog poop got called out.
Okay,
dog poop,
sure, that get called out.
Because we have like a path, and all the kids take this path home from school, and there was, we had noticed on the way to school, like several dog droppings, and so someone, you know, was like, hey, blah, 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 the path.
And
then you get weird thing, random things like, I lost my grill cover, if anybody finds a grill cover.
Yeah, that stuff.
A lot of lost dogs. You know, we lost our neighborhood dog. We're looking for our cat.
Right.
Anyone farting in your mailbox?
What?
I saw that here on the Nextdoor app. Someone keeps farting in my mailbox late at night.
What?
All my bills and coupons smell so bad, I can't even use them at the grocery store. I will catch you, flatulent phantom.
Okay, wait. So this isn't even like they got caught on a doorbell app or something.
This person
camera,
says
it's
someone
just
is
their mail
keeps
smells
farting
bad.
In the mailbox. I can hear it outside, and I smell it every time I check my mail.
That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Who is farting? How can somebody even get their butt up that high?
It can be done.
Okay, 515-280-1025. So why, you know, we want to hear your neighborhood app story, or maybe it's the like your own Facebook neighborhood. Did you make it on there, and for what?
Dogs barking makes it on hers a lot.
I bet.
Whoever has a dog at 2 in the morning, let it inside. I mean, in fairness, let your dog inside.
Right.
Yes.
No, agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Okay.
But it does all of a sudden. I'm like, "Where's Bailey?"
Will in Des Moines now. All right, Will, why'd you get on the neighborhood app?
Well, I'd actually never really been on it before. Didn't really know anything about it. But somebody complained about me, or I guess my band. I should say
your band.
Ah, okay. You got a band. You got a complaint.
Okay,
fun.
What did it say?
Well, it said that we were too loud, that we were disturbing the peace or whatever this person said. It was so weird. Like, we were in the, you know, Waverman Park area, and we were just practicing, doing our normal thing, jamming on guitar and stuff, and you know, when you're in a band, you got to practice.
Right.
You got to, and...
So you live...
I've never had this problem before.
So you live and or practice in that area, and you just assume that it was you they were talking about?
I mean, nobody else really practicing in that area around the time I am.
Right. All right.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a badge of honor.
I mean,
all right.
And are you guys loud?
I mean, I wouldn't say it was loud for my taste, but, you know, not everybody's
into heavy metal.
So. Okay. Right.
So
right.
Your,
okay.
Yeah. Your loud band made it on the Nextdoor neighborhood Nextdoor app. So okay.
Awesome.
All right. Well, Kurt thinks it's a badge of honor.
Yes. Rock out.
All right. You have a good one. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Well done.
Missed part of Ken, Colleen, and Kurt because you were white-knuckling it down the narrow lanes of Grand and West Des Moines? Hear it again at star1025.com.
Every morning.